This recording, Wisconsin 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So Milwaukee's like a city on like Michigan, like it's on the lake. And in the summertime, every year there's like a kite festival where like on the count of three, everyone like puts all these kites in the air, and then there's like a billion kites in the air, and there's all these colors, and it's in the summer and on the lakefront. So I would always do that with my dad, and it was like really fun and a really cool thing in the city that I kind of grew up with. That I can remember, like a week ago, I imagined that one of my best friends, Jill, was like pregnant with triplets, and she has a triplet, and like I was the only one who could like help her throughout her like pregnancy. So it was just like her and I and like all these kids. Probably New Year's, as weird as that is. I don't know. Before like the date, like New Year's Eve, we would always just, my dad is a really good cook, and he would make like a really nice big dinner, and we'd have like the house would just be decorated, and we'd like make punch and like stay up all night and like watch the New Year's Eve ball drop in New York. So that was just always fun because my dad's a really good cook. So my favorite food's pasta. So whenever he makes pasta, that's really, really good. He used to make like my favorite as a kid was like goulash. I don't know if you know what that is. But then now my favorite, he makes this really good jambalaya I really like. It's like not authentic at all, I don't think. Like it only has the stuff I like in it, but I like it. Oh, I guess like coming into college, so I had been in color guard like all of my life throughout like high school and everything. I was the captain of our team and whatever, we won a bunch of stuff. And I tried out for like the color guard team here, but then to order to do that, so like it was like the audition was on a Wednesday, school ended on Tuesday, so school ended, it was my last day of high school. I got on a plane, flew to East Lansing, and I knew nothing, no one, nothing. I like tried out for this color guard team. It, like, didn't go well. I had to get back on a plane and fly back for graduation. I was, like, fighting with all my friends, so graduation was a mess. Like, my graduation party was, like, a disaster. I didn't make the color guard team. That was not a great week. Another color guard thing, my senior year, I was, like, I had this, like, huge, like, performance that we did during halftime. And I, like, rolled my knee really weird. And then instead of just stopping, like, the show, I, like, kept going, which was, like, awful. And then afterwards, I was, like, so in pain. I thought I broke my leg. I couldn't move. I, like, came home. So my parents, like, carried me home. I was given something. I knocked out for, like, 48 hours. And I woke up. I, like, had to use crutches for, like, a month. I couldn't perform. That was really... I would want to be a federal judge. My dad when he had just retired, but he would get sued all the time. So we'd have to go to these federal court hearings in Chicago, which is so cool to be able to experience that. So I would love to be, like, a federal judge, like, not a lawyer or anything, just, like, jump up to federal judge. I think that'd be cool.